Let's see. Yep, we're good. I think we're pretty good. I'm trying to make these adjustments that Tuya always makes, and we some of you may have been with us as we attempted to broadcast the sacred pentagram for Capricorn just a little while ago, but we ran into some streaming problems. The final fix was simple, but it's only simple if you know what's happening. So one by one, maybe we will avoid such problems in the future. If you wish, you can turn on your video. It's always good to see you when it's good to see you. Nice to see you. Okay. Yeah, I'll be working with this today. And if things look a little odd and not quite as perfect as when Tuya, with all of her seventh ray, gets in there, I do admire the seventh ray and hope some lifetime to have it. And but, you know, hopefully this is going to work out okay for us. What I'd like to do always make my little report. Basically, I just want to summarize by saying that in the United States, at least, democracy seems to be getting the upper hand. And the reason it seems to be winning. The reason I say this is because even those newspapers, those news feeds, a lot of them, those centers and those people who were supporting the administration's legal right to pursue investigation of the so-called fraud that has occurred, even they are saying enough is enough. And some of the, you know, I just saw one of the most conservative of the newspapers came out, New York Post, and just said, really, enough is enough. And that seems to be the gathering impression. Now, I do think there will be a lot of drama on the 6th of January, and that may spill over into the night and go on to the 7th. I don't think in the last analysis it will overturn the election. And meanwhile, I think what we have to think about is which administration, the present one, or the one that is the administration elect, the president and vice president elect, comes closer to the expression of the soul ray of the United States, and finally, to the intended soul ray of all of humanity, the great second ray, the indigo ray, the synthetic ray of love, wisdom. Which one? Well, I think for most of us, without trying to force the issue, we realize that the blue ray, the deep blue ray, is intended in the long run to prevail. It's the ray of the Christ. It's the ray of the soul of our planetary logos. It's the ray of the soul of our solar logos. The alignment with this particular ray will bring the plan into manifestation much more quickly and without as much pain, and there is plenty of pain to go around these days, than if the Martian red is chosen. The gravitation at the moment seems to be in the direction of the good. That's all I can say. Obviously, when you're dealing with political opinions, you cannot force the issue. People will see it or they will not. And I would say that people who are men and women of goodwill, who are members of the new group of world servers, who are even disciples, they will tend to see from the perspective of the soul. That's how they will see. The people who are still following the great wheel in a clockwise manner, maybe if you've read esoteric astrology, you know what that is. It is the way of revolution of the personality. And it is still in the hall of ignorance, which does not mean that the people are unintelligent. They can be very intelligent, but they don't have yet the sense of the pairs of opposites. The higher and the lower pairs of opposites are not realities to them, as becomes the case when we enter the hall of learning. In other words, God transcendent may mean something. And it's usually, a very devotional thing that it means. But God immanent, yourself as God, the inner God, that means very little. And until that happens, there's going to be a very big split between the dweller on the threshold and the angel of the presence. So in any case, plans are being made, plots are being hatched, methods of overturning everything are being contemplated, drama is foreseen, but I think that the democracy of the United States, and hopefully the democracy that is potential throughout humanity, is in process of prevailing. Now, of course, 70-something million people voted for the present administration. And this has a lot to do with the fact that the sixth ray is still in process of going out of incarnation. How it goes is that when you first come into incarnation long ago, your only choice of soul ray and even of personality ray, if you can call it a personality, are ray, or would be ray 4, 5, 6, or 7, never ray 1, 2, and 3. And so there's a great number of people in our planet right now, on our planet, that have this sixth ray soul and the rays of attribute for their soul ray. They will transfer, many of them, not all of them, at a certain point. And those that don't transfer will elevate the rays of attribute to a higher position of expression so that they will not be retardants, they will not be obstructions to the first three rays, they will support the first three rays. And the big battle is for the psyche of humanity. Now think about that for a minute. The battle is right there with all the millions of people for an elevation of the psyche of humanity. That's the battle. And that's where our work as educators comes into the picture and will be strong not only for the next 4 years, which brings us to the point when the great conclave occurs, not only then, but throughout the remainder of this 21st century, as the sixth ray and the Piscean energy fade down and out temporarily. Their cycle will come again, of course. The sixth ray cycle will come even sooner than, of course, the Piscean cycle. So that's where we really have to concentrate, and it can be in very little things, people we talk to, the radiation we give off, something that makes us part of the great defending wall, even though minimally, something that sends out love and light to others. These are the things we have to work with, and our knowledge of the divine plan, limited though it may be, these are the things we have to work on. The immediate crisis is before us, and of course, there's always the possibility that a psychopathic individual, in my view, anyway, that's my view, may call in martial law. There's no telling what could happen. There's a great unpredictability in the next responses of this dweller in the White House. It's a psychological case for the whole country, and it stands before humanity as a psychological and sociopathological example. And maybe we're going to learn something about what the personality really is. Meanwhile, people are acting in an immature manner. They did not pay attention during the Christmas holidays. They traveled in huge numbers. They held their traditional Christmas in huge numbers. And surge upon surge is possible, so that we have the president-elect, Mr. Biden, and we have Dr. Fauci, who seems to be our channel to truth on these matters, saying we may have a very dark January and February. And, you know, we have big cities where they have 10 beds left of the ICU type, intensive care unit beds, which are needed. I mean, people are in the hallways, people, you know, I mean, we have a crisis. And, well, Nero fiddled, and the story is the other individual plays golf without caring about the state of the people. So we'll do our job the best we can. Small though it is, we'll do our job. And we hope that others, and we anticipate that others like ourselves, who are acquainted with the esoteric work, are also working hard to represent the hierarchy as members of the new group of world servers. Do you have any questions or anything you, any statements you might like to offer? I don't, 2 years are very busy. We're planning right now, you know, the big vigil on the New Year's. So, you know, it's a huge job. And she's, you know, very tied up at the moment. Yes, you know, this idea of the mix of, when you're dealing with pigments, and you mix the red and the blue, you do get the purple. And I would say that purple in this particular context seems to be less fanatically definitive than Martian red. It shows there's a possibility of bridging into the angel of the presence. So yes, there are places where the purple does prevail, you know, and sometimes they talk about purple states. And when we work with the violet color, we are somehow creating an order on the personality levels, which can better reflect the blue, the indigo that is intended. the indigo is intended. It's not really prevailing entirely, and even the blue that we use is not the indigo, of course. But yes, in pigment at least, we move towards the purple. I do agree with that. I find that is the case. Okay. Any other thoughts? Your Constitution says the courts must not be. Whoop. Sorry. Oh, there's a few things here. Okay. I did hear Neil Katyal, a legal expert, suggest martial law is not an option because the Constitution says the courts must not be available for that to be instituted. I'm sorry, I do not remember the specifics. I don't either, but I hope it is correct. Mr. Katyal seems very knowledgeable. Well, you know, even the attempt to bring that in, even if it failed, would bring the United States and the dictators around the world to a new level of strength, and it would offer a possibility whereby the peaceful transference of power would no longer be assured in the future. So it would be a very bad step, even if it fails. And, you know, to think that there are people, you know, like Lieutenant General, exonerated now, Flynn, who just suggest martial law. That's his field. Just send out the army. They'll take care of everything. That's not the United States. The United States we have known and the United States intended. So, and you know, the people who have a disregard for democracy have risen to the top and are visible, and they have the present president's ear. Okay, now I don't mean to suggest that we become alarmed, because I think the possibility is remote, but it does exist. Because when you are psychologically desperate, which is the consideration of those people who are in a state of malignant narcissism, malignant ego, as Dan Rather has called it, anything to save one's own psychological neck could be attempted. Anything. So we, you know, I'm not saying we hold our breath, but we certainly keep our part of the great defending wall going. There's talk about Insurrection Act, which is in the Constitution. Yeah, and that's not about restoring a vote. Exactly. The use of the Insurrection Act would be used as justification for the invocation of martial law. Imagine putting American soldiers against American citizens. You see, this is what DK talked about, the latent fascism within the United States. This is it. We're living through it now, and just because the man may go, it doesn't mean that the fascistic frame of mind will leave the people who are traveling on the wheel in the clockwise manner. Okay, so that's all talk, and it's possible. Given desperation, it's possible. But what we do is we continue our safeguarding work. We continue that. Now, you know, I have some good stuff here from the... Is there anybody else that wants to say something about what we've discussed up to this point? I have, it's nice to see you all. All right, there's more of you now available than before. Okay, all right, the shyness factor, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm in my pajamas. All right, well, whatever. So there is a little bit about the new group of world servers that I'd like to look at. If I can, basic. This would be basic. And there it would be. The new group of world servers. I hope you can see it. It's just a few points.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a timely yes is a helpful yes. Yes, thank you. Okay. You know, it's a wonderful compilation, and you are familiar with the idea that Master DK said, study topically. Now, that doesn't mean you don't read horizontally all the way through the books. You do. And there are certain things of a synthetic nature which reading horizontally will give you. But you have to make the cross as well, the vertical topical study, which puts things together in a new way that you might not experience if you just kind of spent years and years and years reading horizontally without gathering the points as you can with the Alice Bailey CD-ROM. I hope you have the Alice Bailey CD-ROM. It's become inexpensive these days, and you just cannot study topically without it. At least not with anywhere near the efficiency. If you look up the word initiation, there must be 2,000 references, you know. You're not going to find all those as you, yeah. Well, just to say a couple of things, you know. This new group of world servers, that, you know, there's so many good things here, you know, and I there's not time. I kind of promised to you that I wouldn't go on forever, which for me is, you know, that's a big promise. So anyway, just a few things. The diversity of the new group of world servers. Again, the new group of world servers is composed of widely diverse men and women gathered out of all nations, holding many different points of view and following many different professions and ideologies. It is therefore more truly representative of humanity and more truly potent than ever before. It is said to be the Ajna Center of Sanat Kumara, and it helps to direct humanity, especially the humanity that does not think as deeply, along the good path. Now, Tuya was reading today, in what little time we had for our sacred pentagram, from the six rules of the road that are found in discipleship in the New Age, and they are wonderful. I sometimes have told the story. I taught in Denmark, and you know, a lot of people had experience there. One of them, an experienced person, why are you coming to us with these simple rules of the road? Everybody knows this, he said, and he was a man who had given his life to the Tibetan and translating and doing all that good stuff. And I want to tell you, within just a couple of weeks, the whole group had disobeyed every one of the rules. So, you know, these rules of the road, and we're going to continue with that tomorrow in hopefully what will be a little longer broadcast than 15 minutes. They are a great foundation. So here we help to direct humanity, especially a humanity that needs to think about causes of things. And he says, more potent than ever before. Well, when was it really formed? Well, it probably came out in the 1920s. What I want to say is that in the great conclave of 1925, an interesting thing happened. Master R became the Mahachohan, and that's a long, long office. It's thousands of years of being the Mahachohan, whereas before that time, and even now, the Bodhisattva, his usual term of office is only 2,500 years. And here we have all these thousands of years for the Mahachohan. Well, anyway, Master R became the Mahachohan. And a great number of ashrams refocused within the spiritual triad above the higher mental plane. And that is really an empowerment of those ashrams. Some ashrams, as you know, are refocused on the atmic plane, those first ray ashrams, and some scientific ashrams still work on the higher mental plane. But along the 2-4-6 line, a refocusing of the ashrams on the Buddhic plane. And that made it possible for the whole new group of world servers to really take form. Now, just be alert to this, and then anything you want to discuss in relationship to it. I'm just going to save time now. The new group of world servers is an aspect of the world Antikarana. Well, what does that mean? See, this is always the bridge to higher and higher points of tension. The new group of world servers is meant to be a bridging group. And as a bridging group, what ray do you think they would be ruled by? Indeed, maybe someone is saying, you know, what ray they think. I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute. It's the fourth ray of bridging that rules the new group of world servers. What signs of the zodiac bring in the fourth ray? Do you know? Anybody want to volunteer? That's correct. Taurus. It's not the strongest fourth ray yet, but it brings in the fourth ray with all the possible beauty that can exist in relation to Taurus, beauty in form. And of course, Scorpio is the major fourth ray sign, which is why humanity struggles so much. And then Sagittarius is the other sign, which propels us into the, as animal man, into the human kingdom, the fourth again. So, okay, the world Antikarana, how high can it reach? It can reach right into the hierarchy and bring down the will of hierarchy. Where are you going to get that will from anyway, you know? Deep within you, there's an aspect of yourself, which is the divine inner will and the inner God. And if you're a true member of the new group of world servers, you might even be an initiate of the fourth degree and minimally of the second degree. But then he sometimes uses the term loosely, and many people are said to be affiliated with it. And it gives students of the Antikarana a sound example of the intent and purpose of the rainbow bridge, see all those colors again, ray four, which each disciple is endeavoring consciously to build. Now, you know, when you work in the Arcane School, you work in the Moria Federation and so forth, and I suppose the School for Esoteric Studies, and you know, these well-established esoteric schools. Building the Antikorana is really part of the curriculum. So it is composed, this Rainbow Bridge, which you are consciously building under the influence of Mercury and Venus. It is composed of those who have penetrated in consciousness upward to such an extent and height that their, note this word, ascension, now the real ascension is the sixth degree, that their ascension has become invocative and has produced a descent from the hierarchy, which meets and merges with the energies of the ascending group reflection. We are meeting hierarchy through the construction of the Rainbow Bridge, and the new group of world servers is an aspect of that Rainbow Bridge. Then he tells us words are apt to hinder here, but the visualization indicated will prove helpful. In the case of the new group of world servers, it is not simply ascending energy which must be considered. There is also a focusing of consciousness and a receptivity which can develop into fixed intention, spiritual will, see? And this can be followed later by a recognition in the physical brain consciousness of what has transpired. Forget not that in detail, if I can just move here, the new group of world servers is composed of the following groups. Now, this is the last thing we'll read today, and then any thoughts that you may have. Who would like to read this? The new group of world servers is composed of the following groups. Anybody that would volunteer to read that? Tuya, are you there? I don't know if you are, but Walter, there. Oh, you showed up. Gosh. All right, you read it.
Okay. Group of world servers is composed of the following groups. One, initiates and disciples who are consciously a part of the Great White Lodge. Two, aspirants and lesser disciples who are affiliated with the hierarchy, but who do not usually possess that continuity of consciousness which will come later. Three, those upon the probationary path who are not yet affiliated with the hierarchy. They are, however, subject to hierarchical impression and are determined to serve their fellowmen. Four, an increasing number of people who respond to the idealism and the purpose of the new group of world servers and who will rapidly join the group.
Which I think, you know, would be the men and women of goodwill, basically. So this is the broad view of the servers from a very high point, all the way down to those who are idealistically responsive, but are not real. They are becoming aspirants, you might say. You know, sometimes it's difficult to say which comes first, the probationary path or the path of aspiration. But there are men and women of goodwill who are beginning to aspire, I would say, and then they are willing to be tested or put on probation. So in my view, although it sometimes, you know, seems to contradict, to be tested out deliberately is kind of a higher stage of aspiration. Thank you, Walter. Okay, something's we Tui and I are having a lot of technical stuff today, and I don't know, her mic is not working up there, so we'll just I don't know how to make it work. I'm liable to make things worse, you know. So I'm just getting out all my technical abilities and de-emphasizing them. So this is the end of the reading for the 28th of December. Okay, maybe I don't. Maybe this will help me orient myself and get into a position where I know where I am, because I don't have the usual help here from Michael Crow or Michael Stacy, who you know, they know how to negotiate this. Be careful, Walter. I'm liable to pull you in here, you know. So you have to. All righty. Let me just make this. This is home and this is red. All right. Very good. Okay. So if Tuya has something to say, she can write it out. I'm not sure what else to do about it. Okay. Given the few things that we've just read about the constitution of the new group of world servers, the world antikarana, and the general composition being very broad, very wide, is there anything that you would like to anything you'd like to say or suggest? If not, we go into the meditation. But we won't spend long here either. We'll just do the meditation, you know, if I can get back there. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it helps us to know what it really means to be part of this group. And this is my view anyway, until the ashrams, especially along the 2-4-6 line, maybe Ray 7 to a certain extent, until they moved to the Buddhic plane, I think the new group of world servers was not possible, because it allowed all of this inter-ashramic borrowing, if you will, you know. It allowed association of different ashramic types with different ashrams, so that there was a cross-fertilization and not such a strict and maybe rigid concentration only upon the work of that ashram amongst humanity. So the big change in 1925, I think, was what allowed that movement and the servers to emerge. What will be the big change in 2025? That's something for us to think about. Okay. Now let's see if I can go here. Whoops, that's not going to be very good. I'm going to need a rescue operation here. Okay, there we go. All right. So, a brief approach to today's meditation. And yeah. All right. You may notice that this is old glory, you know. This was before Alaska and Hawaii and, well, you know, the additional two states, and, you know, there's possibility of more. They have to find the way to make the stars look right. These are the original 48 states. It's an old one. But it gives the idea. So we want to strengthen the democratic impulse. Which means that every individual, however insignificant that individual, will have his or her say. In government, in the rulership. And that's very different from kingship, isn't it? You know, very different. This ongoing debate as to who won the election, it's pretty obvious, and the only fraud that's occurring is the attempt to foist the notion of fraud upon the people and disenfranchise them and basically deprive them of their vote. But if we hold this trinity together, our silent circle, our little version of the great defending wall, if we unite the three aspects of divinity as they are represented in the United States and in every nation, really, except I suppose, well, you know, just blatant dictatorships, but even they give a kind of token gesture towards responsibility from other aspects than the executive. Nevertheless, we seek a balance. And the triangle is the figure of balance. And it is the symbol of the triple flowers, which is that creative hierarchy, which is found on the atmic plane and is responsible for triadal influence, responsible or the home of the first externalization of spiritual will on the highest of the Brahmic planes. And just, you know, convince yourself, look within and convince yourself that you really do want to do the will of the God of this planet, or let us say of Sanat Kumara, who represents the planetary logos. You really want to be in line with that. So it's always really, as we rise in our point of tension, it's not my will, Father, but thine be done. And what would that mean for any one of us and for our groups and our nations? So that one day we can form a part of Maitreya's army that is listed in Agni Yoga in the beginning. It's said to number, well, it's probably a symbolic figure, but number 1 million. And works in cooperation with the angelic host. It's an army of implacable spiritual will. It cannot be negated. It cannot be appeased. It cannot be deflected from its task of bringing the divine plan into expression. And the result will be the unification of the nations, and the unification within the nations. For the United States, the motto, well, I mean, not the motto DK gives us, I like the way, which is extremely important, but the motto of the founders, E Pluribus Unum, E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We take our stand in spiritual being, and we know there is much correction to be meted out. But if we stand in spiritual being, somehow invoking the soul of those who are temporarily misguided, eventually, the soul will straighten things out. And after much suffering, the ones who have veered off to the left will return to serve the divine plan. Whether it's going to be on this planet or another, or whether in this solar system or another. We have to realize that there are evil personalities, but not evil monads. And eventually, all are absorbed at the great pralaya. So practically, we try to support the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, so the three can become one, cooperatively, and help to unify what now looks to be so discordant. the Solar Angel of the United States, and of course of every nation, when it can be active, which is at a point of maturity, will help with this process. A great angelic being hovers over this area of the world where one of the first battles for modern democracy is being fought. It's the oldest extant living democracy. And one of the first to be attacked by the forces of egotism and obstruction. But we realize this is a real being. And is influential in the angel of the presence of every human being, potentially. So we can imagine this solar angelic being really influencing the unification that is desirable in the States, in the UK, in Europe, in the Russian Federation, and really all over the world. Every nation with its own supervisor from the angelic kingdoms. This was a deliberate experiment, and still is. It's under the guidance of the Master R, the former Comte de Saint-Germain, and the document exists for the U.S. It's the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, but going back to England, it's the Magna Carta, and wherever people have spoken up to gain a greater say together in the management of a nation. It's a big group effort. We're working on behalf of that movement. And whenever you're dealing with glamour, DK says, protect yourself. So, the cross, you know, is forehead, heart, left eye, right eye. And we trace light as we go, because it is work with some risk. As a soul, I work in light, and darkness cannot touch me. I take my stand within the light. I work. And from that point, I never move. And before the group, a cross stands. And some of you may also wish to use the beam of light that we use in our glamour meditation. Growing out of the light of the soul, the light of mind, and the flight of matter. We form our Dhyani Mudra. It is a meditative mudra. And our goal to reach above, to help below. To reach into the realm of the soul, the silent place, and bring down that point of tension so that it can be used to unite. And to fundamentally banish this glamour of an overwhelming personality, a dweller. But instead, to have that personality become an instrument of the soul. And we clear the personality of its tendencies towards misrepresenting the light, misrepresenting love, misrepresenting the will. It can be the destroyer of souls, the deluder of souls, the manipulator of souls. We don't want that type of personality in the large sense or individually. We seek our cooperation with the Master R, the Count, as he's sometimes called, when we work for unity and for the Christ and for Master R, we will endure occult attacks, which DK says war militantly against the aspirant and disciple. But we can visualize the violet light and the entire hierarchy as need be. And because we are working for the plan, we are entitled as a group to use this kind of very strong visualization. It's like the Manu and the Master R work together on these things, bringing in first ray, seventh ray, third ray. And the violet light has a very strong effect in reorganizing the etheric body. So we link ourselves up with the Lodge of Masters. We visualize the masters of whom we know, raising our vibration, perhaps even visualizing the Chohans, who are the heads of the great Ray Ashrams, because something about their monad makes it possible for them to be so. The recent lines of attack have come along the line of politics. And we bring that violet light down, reorganizing everything, the white light purifying everything. A few moments for visualization. And this kind of alignment also banishes the fear of attacks. That's how it's presented in white magic, you know, the banishing of fear by different methods becoming ever more powerful until this one is used. And we see this violet light doing its work, strengthening the etheric body and reorganizing it so it cannot be victimized by the forces of obstruction. And a real transformation can occur because violet, as you know, is connected with Uranus, the planet of transformation. And there can be a movement from transmutation, the improvement of the quality of matter, to transformation, in relation to the astral plane, and finally, transfiguration in relation to the mental plane. And moving beyond the personality translation into the triadal area. So we see these transformative forces banishing fear, reorganizing relations, making sure the archetype can be represented below as it is given above. Flooding our etheric bodies, flooding the etheric body of the nation. a transformation there will be, and it must come ideally sooner rather than later. A vacuum is created from above to below, and from below to above, when this work is carefully done by a group of people, as DK says, rightly intermingled, in right relations with each other. From groups on the inner side to the outer groups, and thence to as many citizens, as many individuals, residents, as can respond. It's a unification process. And the golden yellow of Bodhi, sometimes even a very bright yellow, sweeps through the many groups, even those violent groups. That are still so much under the Martian impression that basically they just want to fight. But Bodhi gives another alternative. And as I've said, the incoming president-elect has a huge amount of fourth ray in his astrological chart. That is the ray of Bodhi. So maybe that ray can work some of its magic. And bring more love, wisdom, more unity, more Bodhi into the present relations. But all of this, of course, is done with cooperation of the Heavenly Host. There are many things and levels that Saint Michael manifests upon. He manifests as the sun in one symbolic measure, but also as Saturn in Libra, so that karma and justice prevail. And the balance is achieved. And the lower part of the personality is defeated. And the higher part joins with the angel of the presence. And again, Saturn, Saint Michael, the triangle, balance. A balance with the Christ hovering above it all. A balance of the first, second, and third rays of the executive, legislative, and judicial departments. And that balance reaching out to the residents of the United States and reaching out, lighting the way into other countries where similar battles are being fought, and reaching into the dictatorships where the executive aspect needs to be subdued, and other aspects representing the lawful will of the people need to be increased. A humanity at balance. DK said, Libra is growing ever stronger in the planetary horoscope. So there is no real need for alarm. And we want to be part of that balance, the inducing of the balance, and we can be. If we persist, increasing our point of tension, deepening our consciousness, until one day the great synthetic ray of indigo pours forth not only across the United States, bringing soul unity, but for all of humanity, since the second ray will become the soul ray of humanity. I think a transfer from the fourth. And the great second ray of the Christ will prevail. The second ray soul of our planet will prevail. And upon our planet will be an arena where the second ray soul of our solar logos can find success, at least in this solar system. So think of it, you are a representative of the blue logos, of the deep, deep blue logos. But we have a lot of clearing to do before that universal love of Aquarius and the indigo of Christ and the planetary logos and the blue logos can successfully pervade not only the United States, but all nations, whatever their rays may be. So let us invoke those powers that can help us with the clearing. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the Rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. Thank you. The rays go forth in this sevenfold wheel of divine love. DK offered it to Roberto Saggioli as a method of protection, which at the same time would spread the love. He offered it instead of the shell, which is sometimes the way people have approached protection. Everybody turn off your, go on mute. Unless it's Tuya and she wants to speak. So we stand at the center. And the rays go forth. All the seven colors particularly, but here we are substituting the rose color, which is what the astral body becomes. Rather than that Martian red eventually. It's a special dynamic of the astral body. But we do send forth the will, the exactitude of action, the accuracy of the fifth ray, the universal love of the fourth ray, the abstract thought and creativity of the third ray, the inclusive idealism of the sixth ray, the great expansive love of the second ray, and the purificatory reordering of the seventh ray. And those rays gather together all the different types in each nation and bring them towards unity. So that it becomes possible for each nation to express its esoteric motto, even if not all are given yet. And here it becomes possible for the United States, under the influence of love wisdom, to light the way, which will be largely spiritual and psychological. That's the ideal we have to hold. And the two will come together, the angel and those influenced by the angel, and those presently still influenced by the personality. They will begin to merge and blend, because of the efforts of all true servers. Now, tomorrow, we have a postponement of this. I believe Tuya will correct me if I'm incorrect, but the pre-full moon for Capricorn takes place at a GoToWebinar at this time, at 8 p.m. GMT, as it always does. And I think there will be the, however, the Sacred Pentagram number 2, I think at 7 o'clock GMT. And as I say, a suspension. Now, maybe I'm getting a message here. No vigil, no vigil. Tomorrow night, instead, the pre-full moon, but I will be in giving that, mentioning a lot concerning the political nature of Capricorn. And then the next day, I think quite early in the morning, I don't have it in front of me, but at least in our morning, and I think later at night for the U.S. and on into the afternoon in the Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam area. The pentagram. Okay, well, we'll talk about the pentagram, says Tuya, when we will, you know, if we have to change the time on that, we will change it for you. We're undergoing some transitional scheduling, rescheduling, and while we're in transition, okay. The Capricorn full moon, yeah, broadcast. What does it say here? At 1:50 a.m. Yeah, I don't have the exact time of the full moon in front of me. Okay, and Tuya is writing something here which you can see. Exact full moon, oh my goodness. And that's GMT, I suppose, Tuya? 3:28 a.m. GMT, is that correct? Yeah, okay, good. All right. So tomorrow we will have Sacred Pentagram, I believe, but we'll get to you if there's any change in the time, and we will have the pre-full moon, and then GMT in the middle of the night, we will have the actual service meditation for the full moon in Capricorn. All of us want to thank you for attending this work and for helping to do our part in sustaining the great defending wall on behalf of the divine plan. So, as Saint Francis apparently has said, all of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. And we'll be seeing you tomorrow. And from Jesse, light, love, will, and gratitude to everybody. And all of us at Moria Federation share that. And thank you, Maria Rosa. And I know we all appreciate the opportunity to do this kind of work. It really affects all of humanity. Well, we're not a big group, but okay. It's a step in the right direction. So all the very best to everybody. We'll be seeing you soon. Yeah. And thank you all for your kind thoughts.